on here.
Thank you very much, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hello, Knox. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good, brother. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
I'm plenty okay with that.
I bet almost everybody is, right? It's like, hey, man, tell me what you got. Shoot me the price. If I like it, you know, and if I can afford it, let's move forward. If not, you know, have a good day, man. I like to be a straight shooter myself when I speak to anyone selling something to me. So I tend to provide the same service, man. Slavers Concrete. So you're in the concrete business, correct? I just want to make sure everything's, accurate. So you're doing concrete?
Yeah.
Knox? Okay.
It's a little bit different than that because it's, I'm not laying concrete. I'm doing concrete leveling.
Concrete leveling.
So
okay.
I pretty much raise concrete. So instead of replacing your concrete, you call me or someone calls me and I drill about a dime sized hole into the concrete and then I inject polyurethane foam underneath it and that will cause it to raise and go back to its previous level.
So it's like a lifting concrete, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Concrete lifting, concrete leveling, slab leveling, whatever. But I don't know if you actually needed to know that because it's just like SEO and you guys will just
it's just keywords that we would add on there.
Yeah.
It's part of the search engine optimization that we do. It's keywords that we on, make sure that we're covering all those bases. But anyhow, what we're proposing is to place slab sabers, as part of Google's top recommended option on that first page where we had a position become available. And that would be like right along the sides of like, Airy Home, Solutions, Great Lakes Leveling, Extreme Concrete, Concrete Raising and Leveling, Foundation Systems. Not sure if you heard of those guys. Again, they do the same thing you do. You have your website, right? I'm assuming already, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that domain yours, Knox, or is that a domain?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, all right. And the reason that we asked that, just so you know, is it allows us to reduce the rate on our end. How about social media?
I've got Facebook, but I'm not active on it currently.
Not active, okay. The only reason I'm asking that question is because we work with Facebook on Hand by Hand because they are associated with Google. So we would actually promote the Facebook page that you have, and then we would run ads on Facebook for Slab Sabers. Okay, that's already included. And then the last platform that's included is Apple, right? For anyone that uses Safari on their iPhone to do searches, we would also list you through Apple Maps. Okay.
Yep.
The pricing that we offer is $299 a month. That's it. That's all you would pay. $299 monthly. The only thing that you do pay the first month with your monthly service charge is a programming charge, and that's all across the board for anyone that we put on that first page, which is $99. You pay that only the first month, and then every single month after that, it's a flat rate of $299. There's no contract attached to this, which means that you have the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much a seasonal business here, so I actually had Angie's charge me some gay-ass contract where they, like, have to pay, like, 10% of the remaining balance if I am to quit. Like, in winter, when snow touches the ground, I can't do anything. So, I really appreciate that. I like this a lot, actually. How many leads do you figure you guys could get me a month? And you said I'm going to be on the first page of Google. And
that's
I'm
correct.
Thinking, like, I'll probably be like the fifth guy down or something like that, but that's pretty good because people usually like my logo more.
I'm going to shoot you straight, Knox. On the first page, it's usually about 8 or 10 slots, and then everybody else has to go over to the second, third, fourth page. Normally, people will, at least myself, when I open up something, whether it's a restaurant or, you know, a plumber, whatever it is I'm looking for, believe it or not, I normally tend to go down and choose like number 5, 6, 7, or 8. For whatever reason, I think the pricing is going to be a little bit more comfortable. it's not always the case, but go ahead.
No, I actually really, really like this. I got to do some stuff. I got to clean some stuff up, and then I got to I got some family thing going on afterwards. But I've got a pretty clear schedule tomorrow morning before 11. How long is this going to take to set up?
Well, what takes time to set up is when you speak to the IT guys. If you can spare 5 minutes, I can assign that first page placement over to you. And then we would need you for about 30, 35 minutes, which would be the intake with our IT department, because they're the guys that are, you know, going to go over all the keywords. I mean, I'm sure you know what they do, the IT guys.
Yeah.
All I would do today is get your basic info, email address would take me about 2 or 3 minutes, collect the payment, and then I send you over to those guys tomorrow. And that's where you would have to make sure you have about 30, 40 minutes to spare with us. So if you have about, you know, 3, 4 minutes to spare with me, I can go ahead and get that done today.
All right. Yeah, let's get it on.
All right. So last name, Knox, please.
C-A-M-P-A-U.
You said C-A-N-P-A-U.
C-A-M-M as in mom.
Mary. Okay.
Yeah. P as in Paul, A-U.
Email address, brother?
slabsaversmi@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. Now that 616-215-9874 number, is that a good number the customers can reach you at, brother? Or do you have a separate number?
That's the number, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open and available to take calls from customers?
I'm actually quite curious about this, because is it a disadvantage to just say I'm 24/7?
It's not a disadvantage whatsoever. The only disadvantage is if you have your phone on a high ringer at night, that would be a disadvantage for you.
I don't care. It's all
right. Okay, so I'll put you as 24 hours. That's cool. I mean, as long as you shut that off, I mean, people are going to leave you a voicemail. And then what people do when they put 24 hours, they just respond the next day in the morning. So.
Yep.
Okay. Is this going to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? What days are you available?
Monday through Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yes. Quite serious about the whole, getting work going. That's excellent. How far outside of West Olive are you willing to travel for new clients? How many miles?
150 miles.
150 miles.
Is that a disadvantage to go,
it's
far?
It's not, there's no disadvantage, on that. Obviously, it just has to make financial sense, right? I mean, you're not going to drive 2 hours, to make a couple $100. That wouldn't make any sense. That was something that you would have to make sure that, the client is very clear on that. Like, hey, you know what? This is what we do. And, unfortunately we can't, I'm not willing to travel 2 hours, for that. So. Okay, so I'll put you down Monday through Sunday, 24 hours at 150 miles. Do you know the name of the Facebook page that you currently have?
So I actually had this issue with it. I hope they actually change the name to this thing.
If you want, what I can have our IT guys do is help you build a new one for Slab Savers and then take it from there.
Nope. I've got one. It's called Slab Savers Concrete Leveling. They're all spaced out and each letter is capitalized.
Okay, let me make sure I put that so. Capital, Slab Savers Concrete, that's going to be capital, and then Leveling, that's going to be capital. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
You have Slab Savers, right?
I beg your pardon?
How'd you spell?
S-L-A, B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then Slavers. S-L-A-V as in Victor, E-R. Is
no,
there an
it's,
S?
Slab. It's Savers, like a saving, like
oh,
a lifeguard.
Oh, Savers, there's no L. Okay, my apologies. Okay.
Hope you're good.
And then an S at the end, Savers. Gotcha, man. I'm glad you caught that for me. Appreciate that.
I wasn't sure if it was like an S thing at first, but yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's quite interesting. I gotta check my grammar next. Okay. SlapSaversMI.com. That's gonna be the website. Okay, perfect. Now, what time tomorrow can we place that call, right? Where you have about, like I said, the call does take about 30, 35 minutes roughly with our IT guys. What would be a good time for you, brother?
9:30, is that all right?
Here, let me, just give me about 30 seconds so I can check their calendar, make sure that's available. All right. You said 9:30. Okay, the soonest I have is 10 a.m. or I have a 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
Sooner the better. 10 a.m. would work.
10 a.m. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. All right. I need to create a password for the account, Knox. This is just in case you ever call us, we call you, you wanted to make a change on Google. We have to verify we're speaking with you and you alone. 3 security questions. You can choose one: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Choose mother's maiden name.
And what is that?
Vink. V-I-N-K.
Vink. Okay. All right. So Vink will be the password to the account. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And then you do have access to, Slab, let's see what you gave me here. SlabSaversMI@gmail, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Just about 2 minutes. I'll get things wrapped up here for you. Let's see here. Screen. And then if you were to start receiving calls from the Google platform, you are open to accept customers' calls at this point, right? You are able to take on more work?
Yeah.
Thank you for answering that. Okay. So to get the ball rolling, brother, there's 2 different methods that the company accepts for you to satisfy that monthly service charge. You can either use a company card if you have one, or you can use the personal one. Which would you prefer?
Yep, I've got my company card right here. Are you ready?
Okay. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Pretty sure it's MasterCard.
If it starts with a 5, it's a MasterCard. If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa.
Yep, it's a MasterCard.
Right. Go ahead, brother.
5480.
Okay.
0916.
Okay.
0339.
Okay.
6760.
All right. Expiration date?
02-29.
All right. And then the security code is going to be the last 3 digits behind the card.
Yep. 194.
Okay. And then because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match identically on the name portion, or else our system will reject it, Knox. So does the card say Knox, and your last name, Campu?
Yeah. Do you need my middle name too?
If it's on the card, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's Knox Logan. As you normally spell it, L-O-G-A-N. And then also at the end of it, it has A minor. I don't know why it has that. I'm 21 years old, but it says A dash minor.
Okay, is this? I don't mean to laugh. I just never heard that one before. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So. It's first name is going to be N-O-X, and then Logan,
K-N-O-X.
Obviously. Oh, what's the first?
K-N-O-X.
K-N-O-X. Okay.
So not K-N-O-X. It's a silent K.
Okay. So Sorry, that's how on my original Tara, the lady you spoke with, spelled it out for me. Let me correct that here. Give me just one second. Okay. I don't want it to be incorrect on our system. Okay.
Yeah, what company is this, by the way?
Local Splasher. Let me send you our company information. We are a premier channel partner directly to Google, and we've been in business for over 20 years, just so you know.
What did you guys do before Google optimization?
Well, I haven't been here that long to tell you what the company did before 20 years. You know, I've only been here 5. But myself, before joining SEO, I was selling solar.
I see. Tell by the way you talk. I pretty much did the same for concrete leveling. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Bear with me one second, brother. Let me make sure I got everything correct. Okay. On the card, does it also say your complete company name, or is it abbreviated? How is it showing on the card, brother?
Yep. It's Slab Savers Concrete Leveling.
Okay. No LLC on there?
No LLC.
Okay. And then the name. So it's Knox Logan, and then last name CAMTAU. And then right next to that is where you said it has A minor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be capital A and then the word minor. Is that how it's spelled out there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Stand by here for me one second. All right. I'll get you off the phone here in a couple of minutes, brother. I'm trying to make this pretty jiffy here. Last thing that I would need is the billing address associated with the card.
9359. Red Pine Trail.
Hey, I have a zip code that comes up for me as 49460.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, brother. Stand by for me. Let me get this. Let me process this. Make sure the card is valid, and then we're good to go until tomorrow, 10 a.m. Just make sure you don't miss that. Reason I say that is, you know, the service is already paid for, so you want to make sure you're not missing that. Because if you do, then we would have to reschedule, and sometimes it could take a day or two before we get another IT guy available.
Cool.
All right, I have to read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap it up here. I'm going to walk you through this. It'll just be about 30 seconds to a minute. I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we will send this to you in writing with your invoice, okay? Welcome to Local Splash, a premier channel partner to Google. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To verify that I do have everything correct, Knox, can you please state the name of the company?
Slab Savers Concrete Leveling.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
My name is Knox Campo. I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Slab Savers Concrete Leveling, correct?
Yep.
And you are an authorized party on the billing and credit card information you provided today, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, brother, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails only when necessary.
Yep.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash alongside with Google, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Your initial payment term will be processed today. Total amount due today is $398. That's $299 with the $99 programming fee. Your next payment will not be due until July 4th. Moving forward, your payments are $299 flat rate. Keep in mind, this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service agreement, which means that, again, you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you would like. Okay.
Cool.
In a second, you're going to start receiving emails on Knox. You're going to start getting confirmations, you know, saying welcome to the company and so forth. There's going to be one particular email that you're going to receive from us that says, you know, it's going to be three little boxes that you have to fill in that says that you give us permission to call you, that the card that you provided today and the information is yours, and that the next payment is done recurring on July 4th, and then it asks you to type your name in right at the bottom. So what this does, it does two things once you complete it. It locks in that rate for you at $299, and it gives you access to our dashboard. What's the dashboard? The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see all the back-end stuff that we are able to see, as far as how many customers are calling you from Google, how many people are clicking on your profile, how many views you're getting. So everything that we're able to see on the back end, we're going to give you access to that. Okay?
Cool.
So two things. If you have another couple minutes to spare, I can walk you through that process to get that signed. It's pretty simple, or you can do this yourself anytime later today, whatever you prefer.
I can handle. I can just do it real quick.
Okay, so you'll do it yourself,
yeah,
or do you want me to walk
you through
it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, all right, perfect. Bear with me here 1 second.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool how you guys use the phone number that looks local.
Yeah, it's actually, it's called Google over voice, right? Since we work with all 50 states, you know, I'm very transparent with everyone. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat anything or BS anyone, brother. So, you know, when I call people in New York, people in Dallas and Texas, Arizona, what Google does, it's going to show up the local area code number there. That's so
yep.
We can get somebody to pick up the phone, because if it shows our California number, people are likely not to pick up. You know, they're going to be like, no, I don't know anyone in California.
Yeah, exactly. It worked on me, so it was a success.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this much, brother. I mean, we're not the guys that are working here off of a commission check or trying, you know, I mean, and I only share that with you because there's no reason for me to try to pull your leg or BS you. So I can tell you this much.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be pretty satisfied with the services that will be provided by being on that first page.
I'm paying like $120 a month for something that isn't even putting me on Google. It's just putting me on Angie's list. And, it's going well so far. And I'm sure it's worth the money technically, but I'm sure there's better options out there. And
if I'm paying
$200 a month.
What I tell clients is this, and I'll tell you too, brother. I mean, some customers, you know, they tell me the same. Oh, I'll pay $80, $100. I said, you know what? At the end of the day, even if you're paying $50, if you're not getting the results that you're looking for, I mean, then your money's not, you know, being worth for. And I'll tell you this, Angie's List, just so you know, those leads that they turn around and they sell you, do you know where they get those leads from by any chance, Knox?
I actually just thought it was from their website, like they have
they buy themselves a spot on Google, and that's how they capture the leads, man. So even Angie's List knows where, you know, the profit is at. You know, they utilize Google to get the leads, and all they do is flip them and sell them over to their clients.
Yeah,
you know,
sounds like I'm old here. So
So you, putting yourself up there, man, it's gonna cut out the middleman. You'll see the change right away. I mean, you'll get our Facebook, your website going, the Apple. Everything will be up and running in about 7 to 10 days. So just be a little bit patient with us. Then we do the verification right after to get, Google just wants to know that Slaps, Savers Concrete is a legit company. I mean, you have your LLC, so it shouldn't be even.
I did do this verification process already. So would it not take, I had to send in a video of me.
Yeah, if you already went through the verification process, then our IT guys will be able to see that on our end, and it should be it would make things a lot easier for us to show Google, hey, this is the same guy that we're putting on the first page.
I was trying to do what you guys are selling me already on my own. Like I set up my Google page, but I just kind of started out, so I don't have a whole lot of traction on there. So
You know what, and I'm very frank with customers, because I have customers at times say, hey, man, can I do this myself? I said, absolutely. Right. I mean, if you have, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day to spare to be on the computer and making sure that you're, you know, in there, you know, doing all the promotions and making sure that the company continues to be organically lifted, then by all means, I said, but most business owners, they don't have time to deal with that. You know, they have busy schedules. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just pay someone to do it. He knows what they're doing.
Right. And that's what it really comes down to, Knox. But had you done this yourself? Absolutely. The only downfall of that, like I said, is that you would have to spend quite a bit of time. I mean, we have a huge department. That's all they do. You know, stay on all of our customers' accounts, make sure we're updating them, keeping them on that first page. So, you know, it would take you some time organically to get on the first page. It's not quite easy if you just wanted to do it on your own, and then the distance and the keywords. And I promise you that if it was really easy, we wouldn't be in business for 20 years. That's for sure.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, all right. Are we, so I'm getting a call at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yep. You get a call at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Just make sure you're going to get a couple of emails. Make sure that it's only the first email that you really have to, you know, pay pretty diligent attention to, which is going to say local splash initial invoice. When you open that, it's going to show you your invoice. And then right underneath that, it's going to say, please click here to accept terms. Once you do that, you're going to see three little boxes to the bottom left right underneath your number. And those are the boxes that me and you went over, you know, that you give us permission to call you, that the card, that you're the authorized user of the card, and then the information is all complete and accurate, and that the next payment is done recurring July 4th. And then right underneath that, like three sentences below that, you're going to see your name pop up. And then right underneath your name, it's going to say, click here and type your name as seen above. Once you type in your name, you hit confirm. Sometimes it won't let you go all the way to the bottom, so you got to turn your phone sideways, which I've learned throughout the years. That's how customers get to hit the confirm button. And then once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to another page that's going to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it's going to ask you for a username and password, which you'll get tomorrow from our IT guys. So, again, once you get that done, then that, you know, that'll lock in the rate and give you access to the dashboard. So, hey, brother, welcome to the family, man. Again, I know, you know, I appreciate you. I know you were in a rush. Thank you for giving us about 20 minutes of your time. Again, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and then we'll get the ball rolling tomorrow with our IT guys. Just do me a favor and make sure you don't miss that call, brother.
Yep. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Mario.
All right, Knox. You have a good one, man.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.